the mind is strained and tired, what might some antidotes be?
Well, I think that one of the interesting was sort of like, because he's equating the mind and the body. So that because the one is sort of, okay, how can I put down that obsessive thinking or restless thinking, even if it's wholesome, even if it's wholesome, it still is tiring. So then learning how to put that down. I think one of the ways that I certainly find helpful is again coming back to the body and using the rhythm of the breath, using the mindfulness of the body to settle to consciously relax. Then the body becomes relaxed, the mind becomes relaxed as well.
I think in terms of being tired,
oh,
it's if you're tired, your mind is
strong. Right.
Actually, I think the one thing that always hit me about that was it's like with excessive thinking and pondering, the body is tired.
Right.
And yeah. Then the mind,
because the body's tired,
gets straight. Far from concentrated.
Yeah.
So it's just as you were saying, it's going back to the body to be with the body, to refresh the body.
And refresh the body.
And then the mindfulness.
Yeah. They work together. They actually live together.